feeding it into the skates of his teammate Parker Nitzke. And going back out to the point, and it's turned over. Rapids was going to have a one-on-one back down the other way. Hayden Conrad, the chance is denied by Kenton Ottinger. Good defense there by Ottinger. It's going to be a one-on-one the other way, and Ottinger was the last line of defense. So Rapids has an offensive zone for the first time in forever. Got it in front. Saved by the Evergreens goalie, Ethan Hurt, down low. Pad save on the near side post. Evergreens got to get this out of here. Rapids holds the zone at the near side, but the Evergreens have the closest defender. And the Evergreens' long pass by Alec Kisley taken right back by Rapids, but surrendered to the corner. Rapids gets new skaters on. Well, Rapids' defender just went down. Evergreens' long pass ahead. Icing, didn't touch anyone. Got to come back for an offensive zone faceoff. So just when you thought momentum was turning back towards the Evergreens, Rapids got a couple of looks at the net. And the Evergreens keeper, Ethan Hurt, had to rise to the occasion. So while this has been kind of a streaky second period, it's kind of evened out. Rapids gets an offensive zone faceoff here to Ethan Hurt's right. Hackbarth will take the draw for the Evergreens. Goes back to the blue line and right through the Rapids player. Evergreens are chasing this down the ice. Ortell chasing. Rapids has a defender closer. Hackbarth takes away along the far side boards. Evergreens now send to the near side where Jaglinski closes in. Jags, Quinton Shiro. Evergreens lost the puck there again. To neutral ice where the Evergreens take it back. Hackbarth thought about challenging between two defenders. Instead goes back. Hackbarth passes cross ice. 7 minutes to play in the period. Scoreless hockey. Rapids now sweeps the puck into the corner where Ethan Hurt will corral it. To the stick of Yakus. Bouncing puck ahead. Rapids holds it at the blue line. 3-on-2 coming back the other way for the Evergreens. Yakus splits defenders and the puck is too far out in front of him. And Yakus has to leave it in the corner for Ortell. Back in front. Hackbarth close range. Deflected off his player and just over the crossbar. Had Ortell in front trying to steer it in. The Evergreens that close. Ortell still holds near side boards. Evergreens now have Hackbarth joining the fray. Hackbarth back out and at the blue line, not held in by Parker Hurt. Parker's the goal scorer there, but that wasn't so good. Evergreens have to clear, coming back. Here's Grant Ortell. Ortell's onside. Ortell has it in his skates. Stick checked away and comes out of the zone. Evergreens have to touch up, send it into the corner. Partial change for the Evergreens. Rapids will send this all the way down. This will be icing. Evergreens will have an offensive zone face-off now with 6 minutes to play in the period. Evergreens just trying to keep this together. Boy, the next goal in this game is going to be huge. Tied 1-1. Had an extended period of tied hockey here. Evergreens' Brady Bunnell takes the draw. He wins it. It dribbled towards the front of the net, but Zinda couldn't quite get to it. Behind the net now, and Eddie Zinda's on the far side boards fighting for it. Evergreens hold this in with Quinton Shiro. Zinda back behind the net. And the Evergreens have Brady Bunnell. Can Bunnell win this puck and get it centered? While Zinda was the second man in, and Zinda came away with the puck behind the net. Evergreens look to center. Wraparound chance here. That stick checked away by the Rapids defender. Good defense there by Blade Balco of Rapids. Zinda, far side boards. Evergreens hold in. Here's Kisley. Kisley tried to feed that in front. Sticked away by Torger Starchucci. Thought that puck went out of play. Goes all the way down. Ethan Hurt, the Everest keeper, wasn't sure if that was icing or not. Keeps it on the blade of his big goalie stick and now tries to get it ahead for Quinton Shiro. Under five to play. Evergreens are onside here. Shiro carries it in, trying to feed Zinda a little bit too long and got lost in traffic. Rapids had a defender streaking back. Yakus back on the ice for the Evergreens. Yakus is back at his own blue line. And Yakus just skates faster than a lot of these kids. Goes cross ice. Room over there for Brady Bunnell. Bunnell sends it into the corner. Now the Evergreens get a new line out. Rapids back in their own end. Evergreens almost took that puck away. Parker Nitzke closed on it. The Evergreens win it at the red line instead. Nitzke sends it to the corner. Evergreens look to hold in. Unable to hold in at the other side was Jaglinski. Puck goes around the boards. It's a lively board here. Rapids in their own defensive end. Cross-ice pass. Jaglinski tangled up and engaged the Rapids player there. And Parker Hurt will pick up the puck back in the defensive end for the Evergreens. 4 minutes to play. Long pass ahead. Two-on-two hockey here. The Evergreens shuttle this ahead, reaching out, smothering that loose puck is Torger Strucci for Rapids. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff. Could this be a scoreless second period? Could this game be decided in the third? Seems what we're headed towards. Second intermission is just 3 minutes and 54 seconds away. Grant Ortel will take the draw. Offensive zone for the Evergreens to the right of the net. Ortel fights for it in the corner. Rapids sends it all the way around. Evergreens' Parker Hurt holds it in. Right, so Parker let one get through him before Evergreens. Ortel centering in front, just behind Hackworth. Shot on goal just wide for the Evergreens. It's the Evergreens' Alex Ligel who's on the ice. Took that shot from the blue line and was just wide of the near side post. So the Evergreens get a chance and a scoring opportunity from an unlikely player. Ligel still on the ice, far side. Battles forward at neutral ice. Evergreens pick this up. Ortel, here's Colby Schmidt. He's onside. Had Ortel trying to get it center to Ortel. Taken away by Rapids. Good defensive play there. Cade Koski for the Red Raiders. Evergreens again onside here. Yaku's shot on goal right off the blocker. A quick wrist shot. And Yaku's fought for it in the corner trying to get it center to Colby Schmidt. Schmidt could not get to the puck in traffic. Hathbarth back to Yaku's, holds into the blue line. This is deflected off one of the Rapids players' sticks and out of play. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff here. And both teams will get new skaters on. 2:47 to play. A scoreless second period and no penalties called tonight so far. The Evergreens will ask Quinton Shiro to take the draw against Gavin Duckett for the Rapids Red Raiders. Evergreens win it, blue line across to Yaku's, winds one up, glove save. Yaku's from the near side boards, blue line, crank that up full speed, and Torger Strucci fast with the glove to save it. I think if Torger didn't make that save, though, it still would have been high, would have been over the crossbar. Evergreens hold this in. Jaglinski at the blue line all the way around the boards. Evergreens will fight for it there. Far side, Brady Bunnell. Bunnell behind the net. 2.5 to play in the period. Still tied 1-1. And Eddie Zinda wins the puck. Zinda on the backhand side. Stick checked away. Here's Yaku's shot blocked. Loose in front. Evergreens jamming at it. Goalie doesn't see that puck and it's off to the side. Wow, keepers were screened. And the Evergreens had their player, Brady Bunnell, jabbing at it. It's out of danger for the moment in the far corner. Bunnell still fighting for it there. And the Evergreens come away with the puck. Bunnell tried to center that in front. Went off the back of the net. Yaku's will hold in. Yaku's wrist shot wide of the near side post. Jaglinski closes in at the corner. 2 minutes to play in the period. Evergreens' Eddie Zinda. Evergreens have held this zone for a long time. Rapids has got to get this clear. Zinda fanned on it. It's in front for a moment for the Evergreens. Quinton Shiro couldn't get his stick down in traffic. Bounced off the boards and almost came out in front. Big hit there. Shiro's fighting for the puck. No penalty. Play on. And it was Shiro who came in hard along the boards. Jaglinski's shot tried to steer that in front. The Evergreens had to go off Brady Bunnell's stick. Bunnell steered it wide. It was going to be on goal without Brady's help. Brady Bunnell's got it back. Goes cross ice for Yaku's in traffic. Bouncing puck went off his teammate again. Brady Bunnell to the corner. Evergreens holding this zone for an extended period. Now it comes out along the far side. Zinda is back for the Evergreens. Rapids will get a change, and the Evergreens 1:05 left. Long pass ahead to Yaku's, too strong. Evergreens get this again. Final minute of what may be a scoreless second period. Rapids sends this down the ice. Wave off icing went off one of the Evergreens. Parker Hurt, the Evergreens goal scorer, retrieves. 45 seconds left in the period. Here's Hackbarth with two trailers. Hackbarth will carry it around. Now tries the near side boards, goes back out. Shot on goal, stick save put on by Andrew Ligel and out of play. So Legal's gotten two pretty good looks at the net here in this scoreless second period. Offensive zone faceoff for the Trees. 35 seconds left. Hackbarth will take the draw. Goes back to Ortel, shot wide of the near side and gloved anyway by Torger Strucci. Another offensive zone faceoff to Torger's left. Very late second period. 33 ticks left. Hackbarth wins this draw. It's in Davis's skate. Now he circles around. He possesses the puck on the blade. Backhand side. Tries to skate into traffic. Now sets it up in front. It hit the post. Rebound. Score for the Evergreens. Ortel hit the post. The rebound is stuffed in by Colby. A late goal of the period for the Evergreens. So the Evergreens look like they'll go to the locker room, regaining a one-goal lead. It's 2-1. Goal comes at 16:39 of the second period. You know, the Evergreens held that zone forever. Colby Schmidt is the lamplighter for the Evergreens. That came after Ortel hit the post, clanged it right off the crossbar. Came in front to Colby Schmidt, and the Evergreens cashed it in, 2-1. Boy, that is a game-defining goal. You know, otherwise, Rapids just feels like they're hanging around in this game. Rapids now with a turnover at the blue line, shot on goal, saved by Ethan Hurt. Hurt denies Kobe Acker. And it was Grant Ortel's shot that hit the post. Came out in front, and Colby Schmidt scores for the Evergreens. 2-1. Faceoff here is going to come from outside the blue line. Far dot. Rapids is wondering why. And now the officiating crew is going to discuss whether this should be an offensive zone faceoff. Davis Hackbarth will take the draw for the Evergreens. Puck goes off to the far side boards. Evergreens possess it. Rapids from the red line. Shot is blocked by Ortel. Didn't get through. And that's where the period will come to an end. The Evergreens get a late goal and reestablish their lead 2-1 as we go to our second intermission. We'll be back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.